road that comes kind of use around. I'm not 100% sure on that access.
But they do not come through the property that we're talking about?
No.
Okay. Anything else?
Don't.
No one has signed up to speak on this.
Sir, that's me. Yeah,
they signed the wrong one.
They signed the wrong one?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
This help you, Rick? I'm sorry. Does this help you?
Yeah, I just.
There's his drive.
I was concerned. Yeah. See where there's really.
If you want
to, where it comes.
We'll have him take a seat if you want to speak on this.
And maybe they're the people who are going to talk.
Pardon?
I want to speak.
All right.
Right here.
If you take a seat for a moment.
I see it now.
Yeah.
How y'all doing today?
Okay, I'm a renter, and that's Tommy Algie's house right there, the one right to the, that one right there. You see that trampoline on the back doorstep of that? The other man, that's his driveway to his house. That's name's Jason. He's already wrote y'all a letter, supposedly. I'm the house right, you see that one, just go down right there, that one right there. That is the worst idea you could ever come up with, putting renters in there. I work for a resort. I go through that hassle every day. I have people come up there wanting me to take the flag down. Race, religions, everything goes through there. Drunks, drugs. I got a little girl. Tommy's got a little girl. Kevin has two little girls. The man right down the road has two little girls. It's a family community. I'm so frustrated with why he'd even think about putting other people in our neighborhood that he has no idea. He's already told me it's not about the money. Then what is it about? Bringing people you don't even know, and he's already told me that he can't control anybody that goes in and out of that door. I refuse to let that be a rental. I'll do anything in my power. I'll go beyond my capability. If anybody steps on my property, crosses my property, it ain't gonna be good. So, and I just don't get why he'd even think about doing that. The people you bring in through these resorts, they have no respect for anybody. Trash everywhere, loud, cussing. There's a place at the end of the road where you can like have lake access, drunks. It's just not going to be good. And where he lives, he's about probably 15 minutes. You know how many things could go wrong in 15 minutes? So I refuse to let someone go in there. Me and Tommy built that fence. We pretty much built, that's Judas' old house. We lived there a long time. Every one of them people around that, it's not acceptable. If you want to bring people in, why don't you go buy you a piece of property, put your septic system in, and get them away from everybody. That's our property. That's our lives, you know, that's our family. And if anybody puts my family in danger, I ain't calling the cops. I ain't calling the sheriff. I'm going to take care of it myself. And that's all I got to say about that. Thank you.
Thank you. Did you want to speak, sir?
Me?
Mm-hmm. I'm Mike Wages. Nice to meet y'all. That's my brother. He does have a good point. This is a family community here. All the kids play together. We're tight-knit. We do everything together. If somebody needs something, we're there for them. That road, Blackwell Ferry Road, it's a well-driven road. 25 mile an hour speed limits, nobody, even county cops, do not abide the speed limit on that road. Kids play all over the place down there. Like my brother's saying, at the end of Blackwell Ferry, you have your lake access. You find shaker bottles of meth down through there. Meth heads running naked down through there. So whacked out that you don't know what to do. So we just like to keep it more of a family-oriented area than to bring people in that you don't know and you have no clue who they are or what they're capable of doing. And that's all I have to say.
Any questions?
Thank you,
sir.
Sounds like the neighborhood
hood already has some problems. I believe they're addressing things that they think could or might happen, or a perception on nightly rentals. And I think, as you well know, I put a nightly rental right next to our house, one lot over. And you have one letter from one of my neighbors, and she wasn't totally in favor of it when we first talked about doing it. I talked to them all my neighbors, before we did it. And like I said, you have one letter coming from her. And I know that living next to it, a lot of the things that have been brought up, I haven't seen any evidence whatsoever in the nightly rental that is by our house. And it has increased values, as per the other letter that you have of one of the real estate brokers. It's improved the neighborhood. We also have a lake at the end of our road, Yandel Cove Road. And the increase in traffic that people are worried about, that may happen other places, but it hasn't happened in our rental that we presently have. I say all that partly because what we do to the house that we did to the first rental and doing to the second one is bringing in a type of customer that is a seasoned traveler. Majority of our people that have rented so far are either elderly or family, and the whole, if you looked inside the rental, you'd see that it's set up for families, not parties. And that's the kind of tenant that we want. I've also had annual rentals since I was 17 years old, and I wouldn't trade a nightly rental that you have for 3 to 5, 6, 7 days for a lot of the people that we have had to work really hard at getting out of through a legal process, because they weren't a good tenant and it's a lot harder to get rid of. So I think a lot of the negative comments that I have, through my experience, I haven't seen most of that. I'm sure that can happen in some places, but I think the property that we're looking to get the permit for warrants a type of customer that I think would be a benefit to the neighborhood rather than a detraction. That's all I got, unless you have any questions.
Did I understand that this property is almost fenced all the way around?
Correct. Privacy fence on three complete sides, and on the fourth side, privacy bushes and buildings, a garage. It's virtually completely fenced in.
Anyone else?
Can I come back up and say something?
No, this is not a debate. You had your chance to speak, sir. Thank you. This closes the public hearing of this project. Do we have any other business on the agenda, Scott?
Just your two that you're waiting for the representative that you postponed to the end of the meeting.
We need to take a vote on
which
that.
Which are 1714 and 1715. Mm-hmm. I don't believe we still have a representative here.
No, we don't
have
anybody come in. So I would entertain a motion to postpone this project.
Can somebody speak on that?
No.
Motion we won't table. Talk about you when you're not here either.
That's a lie.
You make a motion, George?
Yep, you got a motion.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Is there any further business that we need to...
Nope, that's in? All I've got on the agenda.
Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Do we have any old business or anything we need to talk about? Any business?
Not that I have, unless you guys have something on the old business.
Do you have something that you have?
I just wanted to make sure.
Well, yeah.
I understand. You want to recess for a few minutes and then make a decision on adjournment?
Okay, if you want to.
Not the boss. I'm just trying to help out here.
You're sitting in the boss's chair?
I know, but the boss ain't here. We'll have a recess for 5 minutes.
It takes 7 to smoke.